I've been waiting for something to happen, for a week or a month or a year, with the blood in the ink of the headlines and the sound of the crowd in my ear. You might ask what it takes to remember when you know that you've seen it before, where a government lies to a people and a country is drifting to war. There's a shadow on the faces of the men who sent the guns to the wars that are fought in places where their business interest runs. On the radio, talk shows, and the TV, you hear one thing again and again: how the USA stands for freedom, and we come to the aid of a friend. But who are the ones that we call our friends? These governments killing their own, or the people who finally can't take anymore, and they pick up a gun or a brick or a stone. And there are lights in the balance, there are people under fire, there are children at the camps, and there is blood.
Oh, my friends, as we step closer and closer each day, Joey has told the California National Guard to be on standby ahead of the Ukraine. What a worthless piece of effing scum. Oh, I'm sorry if I got so gross and offended you. Not. Jeff Bennett here with the Edge of Darkness, and baby, we are sitting on this edge more and more each day. Inflation, the highest we've seen in this country in over 40 years. Gasoline prices are in the $8-plus dollar range in California right now. It's coming your way. Good God. 14-cent increase yesterday alone. 14 cents a gallon. Yeah, you know, one of the other things I read is that the number of jobs available in this country has become so insane. And what? You know, so let's see. We had $7.50 minimum wage a year ago. Now it's 15 something. People are going to quit working because they're not going to be able to afford the gas to get to work to make that 15 some odd bucks. What a joke. What a freaking joke. And here is part of the problem. And we're hearing all the nonsense from the news media, as usual. Which reminds me, I found something that the Biden administration paid the major news media outlets a lot of money to publicize certain issues relating to, COVID and other things to push a certain agenda. Isn't it exciting? Now, I received an email today from a very trusted friend. This guy used to be a secretary for the CIA. I've known her for many, many years. Sends me a piece. We don't know who the author was. Some of it may be a little dated. And it starts out, it's talking about the U.S. oil supply. It's about 6 months ago, there was a news program on oil. One of the Forbes brothers was the guest. And the host said to Forbes, I'm going to ask you a direct question. I'd like a direct answer. How much oil does the U.S. have in the ground? And the guest did not miss a beat. He said, more than all the Middle East put together. What? You see, the U.S. Geological Service issued a report in April of 2008 that only scientists and oil men knew was coming, but man, it was a big story. A revised report, which had not been updated since 1995, on how much oil was in this area of the western two-thirds of North Dakota, western South Dakota, extreme eastern Montana. Now, the Bakken is the largest domestic oil discovery since Alaska's Prudhoe Bay, has the potential to eliminate all American dependence on foreign oil. The Energy Information Administration estimates at 503 billion barrels. Even if only 10% of that oil is recoverable, that's 5 billion barrels at, oh, say, $107 a barrel. And we're considerably higher than that now, $130 a barrel last I looked. We were looking at $107 a barrel, a resource base worth more than $5.3 trillion. And the Forbes brother guest said, when I first briefed legislatures on this, you could practically see their jaws hit the floor. They had no idea. That, according to Terry Johnson, the Montana legislature's financial advisor or analyzer at the time, he said, this sizable find is now the highest producing onshore oil field found in the past 60 odd years. It's a formation known as the Williston Basin, more commonly referred to as the Bakken, stretches from northern Montana through North Dakota into Canada. For years, U.S. oil exploration has been considered a dead end. Even the big oil companies gave up searching for major oil wells decades ago. And yet, a recent technological breakthrough has opened up the Bakken's massive reserves. We now have access to up to 500 billion barrels. And because this is light, sweet oil, those billions of barrels would cost Americans just $16 per barrel. That's enough crude to fully fuel the American economy for 2,041 years straight. And if that didn't throw you on the floor, then the next one should, because it's dated from 2006. U.S. oil discovery. Largest reserve in the world, Stansberry report online. Hidden 1,000 feet beneath the surface of the Rocky Mountains lies the largest untapped oil reserve in the world. More than 2 trillion barrels. And as far back as August 8, 2005, Bush mandated its extraction. In many recent years of high oil prices, none has been extracted. And with that mother load of oil, why are we still fighting over offshore drilling and where we are going to import the oil from, Joey? All this news was reported. It was stunning. We had more oil inside our borders than all the other proven reserves on Earth. And let me share with you the official estimates at the time. 8 times as much oil as Saudi Arabia. What? 18 times as much oil as Iraq. 21 times as much oil as Kuwait. Don't forget, Kuwait and Iraq, you know, started this little war many years ago. Because allegedly Kuwait drilled on Iraqi soil for oil. They drilled horizontally under their dividing line. You know, if you were looking at a map and saw a line around a map, they drew horizontally, and so Iraq attacked them. And of course, Georgie Bush sent our boys over there to die and play stupid games. How about this? We allegedly have 20 times as much oil as Iran and 500 times as much oil as Yemen. And it's all right here in the Western U.S. How can this be? How can we not be extracting this? Well, here's the simple answer. Because the environmentalists and others have blocked all efforts to help America become independent of foreign oil and remain so. And once again, we're letting a small group of people dictate our lives and our economy. Why? James Bartis, the land researcher with the study, says we've got more oil in this very compact area than the entire Middle East, more than 2 trillion barrels, untapped. That's more than all the proven oil reserves of crude oil in the world today. That, according to a report by the Denver Post. Don't think OPEC is going to drop its price even with this fine, huh? Right? Think again. It's all about the competitive marketplace. It has to be. You think that OPEC just might be funding the environmentalists? Ho, ho, ho. Got your attention yet? Now, while you're thinking about it, do this. pass along what I'm sharing with you. Now, you can go to Federal Observer and pick it up right now. Oh, you can't miss it. The image that's posted on the piece entitled U.S. Oil Supply Incredible is a yellow picture with the signs for Union 76 and Shell and Citgo and Chevron and Texaco. And it's a picture of the gas line at the pump, you know, the one you pull the handle on. And it's got a picture of a caricature bending over with the pump injected right up its anal canal. So think about this. Pass this along. Because if you don't take a little time to do it, then you should stifle yourself the next time you complain about gas prices by doing nothing. As far as I'm concerned, you forfeit your right to complain. Wouldn't this alone make us a huge target? Our resources, our land, everything this nation has to offer have been on the auction block for far too long. How can we be $30, $40 trillion in debt while sitting on this huge reserve? Why are we buying oil from any enemy? Why are we buying oil from any, you know, I hate to say it, Trump had things moving in the right direction until Joey got injected into the White House. And he's worthless. You know, we literally could provide all of the world's oil and gas needs for the next 100 years with this reserve. I don't know about the rest of you, but I pretty well reached my limit on the destruction of this nation at the hands of those morons on Capitol Hill, past and present. Enough already. Oh, there's another picture at the bottom with a gas nozzle being injected into someone's anal canal. Gas prices. It's insane, people. Gee, if I offended you, I really don't give a damn. I stopped worrying about when I offended someone who might be listening. I don't have time for it. Markets today were up a little bit. They settled down. Rhodium sitting there flat at 17,400. They've shoved it back down. Palladium off 29 today at 28.59. Platinum down another $2 at 10.63, which I think is exactly where it sat yesterday. Silver down about 3 cents. We're sitting currently at 25.84, $26, somewhere in that area. Gold wind up settling down pretty much where it started at 1996, 1998, somewhere in that area. And a lot of stuff going on. I have been one busy SOB today, I'll tell you that. One very busy SOB today. And I don't expect it to be any worse tomorrow. I get off the air tonight. Oh, by the way, I don't know what time I finally went to bed last night. I think I laid down at about, 10:30, 11, 12 o'clock. I can't remember what it was. But man, I'll tell you what, did I sleep. I did not wake up until I don't know what time this morning. And I had not slept 1 hour for the previous 24 plus hours. Oh, by the way, some interesting words from John Steinbeck, the author of The Grapes of Wrath, and I've been seriously contemplating re-airing that program again. Do you know John Steinbeck's Depression-era classic, The Grapes of Wrath, is among the top 100 books banned in America? Here's a short passage from Chapter 25. Steinbeck says there's a crime here that goes beyond denunciation. There's a sorrow here that weeping cannot symbolize. There's a failure here that topples all our successes. The fertile earth, the straight tree rows, the sturdy trunks, the ripe fruit, and the children dying of hunger must die because a profit cannot be taken from an orange. And coroners must fill in the certificates, died of malnutrition because the food must rot if not sold at a profit. And in the eyes of the hungry, there's a growing wrath. In the souls of the people, the grapes of wrath are filling and growing heavy. Growing heavy for the vintage. A lot of quick things here tonight. a lot of quick things here tonight. So, I slept long. I slept hard. Probably 12, 13, 14 hours. I couldn't get comfortable on my own bed last night. I wound up moving to the other bedroom. For some reason, my wife's been sleeping in our granddaughter's bedroom for a few nights, which has allowed me time to get in and do some work on the computer late at night, which I chose not to do last night. But I did choose to get up and move into this bedroom because for some reason it was a little cooler. I opened up the door to the bedroom and cooled off. And I got a call early this morning around 9 o'clock, and I answered it and told her I'd call back in an hour. I figured I'd wake up. I didn't wake up for two and a half hours. Took my meds, gave her a call. I've got one whole load of medicine I haven't even taken today. All stuff having to do with my heart, my other stuff. But I'm pumped, baby. I am pumped. Quick thing. There was an article we did on yesterday's program. And if you did not hear it, I strongly urge you to go to the RBN archives and pick up the program from March the 9th of this year, 2022, and listen to it. I think we titled it Don't Take Any Wooden Nickels. If you did not hear that program, I please, not for my benefit, but for yours. Joey's up to something. I smelled this coming a long time ago. There is an intentional move to try to get this nation to go into a full-time cryptocurrency as a replacement for paper. But on top of all this, there were other things we talked about. We talked about gold, specifically as relates to Russia, their need to be able to begin unloading some of their 2,300 tons of gold to raise the money to keep their war going. Citizens, women, children are being murdered at the hands of these Ruskies. Joey wants to send our people over to help them. National Guard. What's the matter? Has he got our gay, woke military spread too thin? Ben Garrison, an amazing cartoonist who never writes on economic issues, took that to task yesterday. And part of that program was a piece that is entitled A Nickel for Your Thoughts. Its subtitle is Don't Take Any Wooden Nickels. I have made that a permanent piece of Sierra Madre Precious Metals. Oh yeah, you can get that article right then and there on the front page, but eventually in the next week or so, it's going to move down and disappear. Over on the right-hand side, right-hand column, underneath Sierra Madre Treasure Chest, we've posted that article, that image entitled, Don't Take Any Wooden Nickels. It's going to remain a permanent fixture because it makes sense. It's a quick, simple education as to the wheres and the whys and the history of a nickel. A nickel today has greater financial and monetary value than a quarter does, or a dime, or a half dollar, because of its metallic content. It's unbelievable. Wait for the nickel to go through a change. It'll probably be copper in no time at all. Wait a minute, that's not going to work. Copper's expensive as hell. Some of the other articles we've got posted. Could economic warfare backfire in the U.S.? Economic warfare? Yeah, our economic warfare is against our elected official, dumb. Those who just keep giving it all away to everyone else who does not give a rip. It's unbelievable, the stuff that we see. Oh, my God, what is all this stuff? Jussie Smollett sentenced to 150 days in jail, 30 months of probation for faking a hate crime. And one of his defenders, I don't know, got a hold of a reporter or something and shoved him to the ground today. Crazy stuff. What else? Who the heck is out here making all that noise? Let's take a look here. Bear with me. I came to the airwaves tonight with a whole bunch of stuff prepared, but our opening segment's taken up, you know, gas prices nudge $8 in L.A. Drivers form lines to fill up. I'm telling you, people, I don't care how cheap you think gas is in your area. Do not let your tanks get less than a half a tank. Do not do it. Night follows day. We're pumping trillions of dollars into the economy. And what's it done? Yielded another bad inflation report. Other headlines. Russians bomb maternity hospital. Oh, here's this woman. Says Americans' concern for the Ukraine is racist. What? What has that got to do with anything? This is pure insanity. China cheats again. Yeah, well, what the hell? It's the government. Okay, let's see what else we got. Some book orders. Another new column from Justin. Who's making all this noise out here? It's insane. Well, lots more stuff. Lots more stuff here. Let's take a look and see what else. White House neglects obvious funding crunch for U.S. oil drillers. You get the amount of money that is being spent by this White House for all sorts of other reasons? Other countries, other people, other issues? Green prices soar to the highest level in six decades. My wife went to Costco yesterday. She said she'd never seen it so jam-packed. I guess they're all out there loading up on toilet paper and paper towels again, huh? And of yesterday's report, gas prices hit the record high for the third straight day. Unbelievable. As of then, the national average price of gas is $4.25, up more than 7 cents overnight. 14 cents in 2 days. We're screwed, folks. We are absolutely bent over and cornholioed. How can anyone be comfortable? How can anyone be, I don't know what, in this country? It's just unbelievable. Simply unbelievable. Basic headline we shared yesterday. Dawn of the digital dollar. Joe orders study on government-controlled crypto. I love this. Somebody's finally got the guts to stop calling him President Trump. It's Joe. It's Joey. It's whatever you want to call him. How about worthless POS? Biden's America, gas prices surge past apocalyptic I Am Legend predictions. Private school teachers nationwide are implementing race essentialist curricula. Oh, they've all been trained by a Black Panther? I didn't know the Black Panthers were still around. I thought it was BLM. Unbelievable. Psaki, you know, that press secretary, Jen Psaki, warns that another high inflation number is coming. Gee, I wonder how. Biden claims his climate agenda isn't hurting domestic oil production. What a jerk. What an absolute total jerk. Biden's now seeking more foreign oil. World leaders won't take his call. You know why? They're probably afraid they won't get paid for it. America's broke. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. We could go on and on and on with more of this kind of stuff. But after a while, you start getting the ideas. You really do. Stuff just keeps coming my way. Hey, you remember our buddy, Phony Tony? Fauci? America's second most famous doctor after Dr. Jill, whoever that is. America wonders, where did the ubiquitous, never-ending guests of CNN and MSNBC go? The man who called himself the science. He's vanished. Without the science. What will we do? What will we do? Disappeared a month ago with his favorite pet COVID. Speaks BS, doublespeak, calls himself the science. If you see Joey or Tony, please keep him. I don't need that scumbag. But I'm sure he's off having a lovely dinner tonight with Bill Gates and their ongoing plans for whatever the hell they're planning on doing for the future. Rather sickening, is it not? Let me ask you a question. Will you defend America against invasion? Now, that's the headline from an article over at Patriot Post by Douglas Andrews. And I have to think about that. Will you defend America against invasion? In a roundabout way, I think I've been doing this for damn near 28 years. June 28th of this year, 2022, I will begin my 28th year on the air. I think I've been defending America against invasion. The problem is most people don't understand who's done the invasion. Who's allowed the invasion? Administration after administration has allowed this continual invasion by illegals. Joey, Brock, Bush, even Trump, although to a far lesser degree because he was adamant about getting these walls built. Some of the walls that were put up are rotting away, falling apart. It still goes back to this oath of office that I took on November the 7th, 1965. To protect and defend this nation against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And there's absolutely no doubt about it, my friends. The greatest enemy we have had in this nation throughout this nation's history has been of the domestic variety. And it's America's own damn fault. Because we keep sending our domestic enemies back to public office over and over and over and over again. We don't have the guts to vote them out because we're scared to death of who might replace them. As it relates to the House of Representatives, if you have to, you can replace them 2 years later. You may have to wait 6 years on those that are in the Senate. Oh, wait a minute. That's right. You can recall them. Think about all these things. It's appalling. I don't know how people can ignore all this stuff. I received a note from Richard in Vernon, Arizona, not far from where I live, that I had a neighbor who worked on Dakota's oil drilling flatly stated that every well drilled had been capped. This has been going on for the past 3 years at least. It still may be going on. The company drilling the wells is now, it's no one other than Halliburton. Maybe they're sitting on the oil because it'll sell for a great profit once we're at war. Thank you, Richard. Isn't that exciting? Takes me back to that song we opened the program with a couple of weeks ago, War. What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Now, it depends on who's getting their pockets lined. I found your email, Richard, to be interesting. Black Gina. Now, that could have several connotations, but given the fact we've been talking about oil, it may have to do with that. What are we going to do as a people? We just have this tendency, just like this picture on the gas pump, to just bend over and take it in the assets. That's A-S-S-E-T-S, people. Come on. Wake up, smell the coffee, would you? Good God. I don't know if and when it's ever going to end, folks. My lifetime, not in my lifetime. Talk to a woman today who happened to hear my program last night. She's never listened to it before. Obviously, what we talked about kind of hit the nail on the head with her. She and her husband talked. And they called, did some business with us. But the thing that became interesting, she talked about over the last few years, both her mother and her father had died. Father spent most of his life in the military fighting all over the world for this country. And she's thankful that he's not alive to see this horrific turn that this nation has taken. I feel the same way about my father, who's been gone since the late 90s. Been gone for 20-odd years now. Sometimes wonder, given the health issues I've had this past year, I'm telling you, the heart attack still doesn't bother me. That's the least of my concerns. It's this damn catheter that's going to kill me, bacteriologically speaking. And I'm angry. Why am I still here, Lord? What do you have in mind for me? Maybe what he has in mind for me is to continue to do what I'm doing as long as I can for one battle, one fight. And yes, my fight ultimately is against what everything that this government has done to we the people, done to this nation, destroyed this nation. But my biggest fight is reaching you, the listener, and those who don't listen, to try to enrich your level of knowledge that will get you up, sharing legitimate, reasonable articles that are worth sharing. Not every damn thing you read. My wife drives me crazy. She gets on Facebook with that damn phone of hers and starts sending me videos every day. I don't even open them. I don't want to see them. I don't have time for Facebook. Yeah, I have an account. I go there once in a while. I publish a bunch of stuff over there that comes off of our various sites. Spent 40 minutes the other day posting stuff off Federal Observer, off drkelly.info, off of metropolis.cafe, trying to reach people, to share reality and truth with them. In many cases, especially those with young children. Yeah, has been. Used to was. Huh? Many, many years ago, my friend Charlie Dickens dated a Cajun woman. Fiery, green-eyed redhead with an astounding skill to turn a colloquial phrase. Maybe it was the translation from Creole French to English and the idiomatic nuances involved. Charlie says it's a subtlety that he's noticed when the verb precedes the subject in other languages. And he said that it initially sounded backward, but then he never misunderstood or lost the intent. He says, I derived today's column from her comment when referring to the past. She would just very commonly say it used to was. And Charlie appreciates the expressive economy in this style of phrasing, because there's no confusion between the insect or the state of existence. So Charlie's co-opted the phrase to mean that has been, as in it used to was. America was a superpower, envy of the world, but beginning with the turn of this century, we reached the bottom of the barrel, began digging to go even lower, but not for oil. Our arrogance, our ambivalence, narcissism are the cause. And none of this helped when we traded the keys to the kingdom for some magic beans, a corporate leader for Bungles the Clown and his clown crew. Oh boy, the media is tearing into Kamala Harris this week, aren't they? Every time she gets up to speak in front of people, she just starts breaking out into this horrific laugh. Well, Charlie had the tube on a few weeks ago. Endured Bungles the Clown's poorly penned rhetorical redress to Congress. Of course, his minions call it the State of the Union address. It was more like the Demosoc wish list. And he read it to some 37 million dumbstruck and befuddled worldwide viewers. That's less than 16% of the eligible voters, folks. Does this have anything to do with his sterling performance so far? Or have people become finally tired of his whimsical and fantastical diversions? I mean, don't you just love a good corn pop story? Yeah, well, you know, rest assured that mega power bosses wait anxiously for Bungles the Clown to invite China to take Taiwan, claim the South China Seas, or North Korea to annex South Korea, much like he did with Russia and Ukraine. Of course, Bungles never mentioned the Islamic Caliphate of Iraqistan deal for a nuclear power and weapons. Maybe that's all still being negotiated, huh? So then, for those of you who may have broken down out of habit, maybe you turned on the television that night. Maybe you sat transfixed as Cackles, that's Bungles' sidekick. Cackles? That name is too good for her. I still think her name is Come On, I Want to Swallow. But Cackles feigned interest. And then Charlie was transfixed as she and the energetic antics of Nancy Pelosi, who portrayed a high school varsity cheerleader and a fly. Academy Award performances they were not, but disingenuous, absolutely. I mean, I get sickened with the thought of Pelosi's action the last time she stood behind Donald Trump giving a State of the Union address and how she reacted. Smart-ass mannerism that she had. Think back to that night. What was it? A week ago, the week before, this presidential State of the Union? Or was that a State of the Onion? The sheer number of standing ovations was more reminiscent of a Catholic pontifical high mass than a presidential speech. Bungles writers inserted 91 applause pause moments to sell this travesty as presidential? Must have been late for an ice cream social, evidenced by his verbal obtrusions on the applause and the chance of USA, USA, rushing to complete his script. Well, I didn't watch it. You mean people actually stood up there chanting USA, USA? Oh, please don't make me want to vomit, people. The content was typical. Bungles the Clown, covering the Democrat socialist left's talking points, backtracking on defunding the police, skipping over the disasters that his administration created from the moment he took office just over a year ago. When he was sat down at a desk and given, and not even the Oval Office desk, he was sat down at a little makeshift desk that was stuck out there in the hallway and handed 17 executive orders and told to sign them. I mean, he affirmed that we need a robust southern border, you know, like the one he dismantled with a stroke of his presidential pen over a year ago. Any political neophyte could have predicted these recants of the hate Trump policies erasures. He did proposed amnesty for the millions of illegal immigrants. The guests that he invited? Joey will never actually close the border. He rationalizes his bungling border faux pas, selling this tsunami of immigrants as necessary cheap labor for unfilled American jobs. Well, F you, Joey. Bungles the Clown, my friends, will never admit that his vendetta to erase in everything and anything that Trump put this country in the predicament we're in today. Nor will he ever acknowledge the progressive left's role in the disaster. In proper political form, it's all someone else's fault. Yeah. It is. Bungles the Clown needs to look in the mirror. See that guy's image in the mirror? You've been in D.C. for almost 5 decades. You're a part of the problem, Joey. Bungles, on that night, was at his bumbling best. He forgot that Kiev is not in Iran. Ukrainians are proud, not sold by the pound. He stumbled and fumbled and mumbled his way through the script to ovation after ovation, 91 of them in all. Politically pandering press gave him an A-plus for his message to be true to their brown-nosing form. You know how they got to have brown noses? They were kissing somebody's butt, and their nose got buried in the canal. I don't know. Charlie was embarrassed by the used to was, but then it's not his president, not my country anymore. No, my country used to was. Joey's message, as always, was pointless. There were innuendos to his failures, but nothing to reassure the country that we're ever coming back. We're sliding further down the slippery slope of reckless, uncontrolled spending, people. Eventually coming to rest in socialism and martial law. In my prediction for this country, the economy will fail. Law enforcement will walk off the job in total disgust and anger shortly after the midterm elections are stolen by the radical Demosoc left again. You know, to get a better understanding of what is ahead of us, my friends, I could suggest you read The Rise and Fall of the Roman Empire. Or you could substitute America for Rome. Seems to me that I recently published something on Federal Observer. Yeah. Entitled The End. How far away is America? It's a video entitled Late Roman Empire. It's on the front page. I strongly urge you watch it. Bungo's the Clown handed Russia the tools and the funding needed to keep Europe on a very short lease. He gave Putin the Nord Stream pipeline to extort billions of petrodollars from Europe. He gave the Empire of Evil $85 billion in high-tech weapons and Bagram Air Base to rule the Middle East. And according to Kama, a U.S. Senate report, if you can believe them, there are still as many as 9,000 U.S. legal residents stranded in the Islamic Emirate of Iraqistan. That may be a little high, but who the hell knows? Our State Department certainly doesn't. And they're not doing a damn thing to save these people. You know, it's of particular interest that this and all preceding incidents were silenced by more pressing power grabs and concocted emergencies like the pandemic blow-up. Blow-up of America's economic spending bill. The January 6th insurrection trial. What a freaking joke that is. It's interesting, the only people that seem to be going to court and getting found guilty are the people that were so-called Trump supporters. But some of the scumbuckets on the other side that were doing the stirring up of the pot don't seem to be spending one damn day in jail, do they? Are they? And so we face all these blunders. And so many more. Complex, contrived obfuscations to bury the calamities of this administrative recklessness. But you see, Americans have a problem. A memory problem. More realistically, they were programmed not to remember. Oh, look, a puppy. The news cycle is about 24 hours, and in that time, the deluge of stories becomes overwhelming. No one can track all of this information or make sense of a damn bit of it. And yet the politically partisan press bombards us with baseless, petty insinuations, manipulated messages, and frankly, pure bullshit. Oh, does that offend you? Wake up and smell the coffee. We might want to consider sending special thanks to the Clinton political machine for greasing the news cycles with malicious and mendacious legal sidesteps and shuffles as they continue to avoid and evade prosecution for treason. Oh, the Clintons keep the country distracted with their blended versions of Greek tragedy and slapstick politics. There's a rumor that Hillary asked to join the Communist Party along with Hanoi Jane, but they refused her as too radical and unpredictable. So she joined the Demosoc left. State of the Union speech confirmed that we're no longer free, but merely subjects of government. And the lies and the theater are necessary devices to continue to distract and erase the previous colossal blunders. And convince all of we dumb people that everything is just fine and dandy, honey. Well, we should be proud to live in the greatest country on earth. With Bungles, the thief, and a gaggling hen. We're not citizens. We're not participants. We're merely subjects. And the failures of this administration have been listed far too many times. And we're not going to spend our time rehashing them tonight because it serves no real purpose. Most of them are no longer relevant. They're not essential. Not at the current rate of decline. And the burlesque, or something for years I've referred to as the burlicue, is progressing at the speed of stink. Slow enough to be recognized, but from an indistinguishable location or direction. The Earth First, the New Green Deal coalitions have as program to accept that electric vehicles and alternative green energy will save the planet and lower dependence on fuels, but they don't tell us the rest of the story. They don't show us photographically the rest of the story. And if you start doing some investigation for yourself, you will vomit. Because the available data, the science to support their assertions are accessible on all honest and forthright interweb government and corporate partner sources. Hey, remember, Lincoln warned us not to trust the internet. Here's an interesting tidbit that the green movement avoid. China mines and distributes most of the rare earth metals used to manufacture electric vehicles and the batteries that power them. Oh, and by the way, fossil fuels generate the electricity, which charges the vehicles. Only 14% of it comes from unreliable renewable sources. Oh, we got a 5-minute video called Electric Cars. Access to on Federal Observer. So let's share with you, there's also a list of 11 shorts on renewable energy. Once again, you can gain access to these on Federal Observer. I'll tell you how in just a moment or so. Let me share this story with you. An old Jewish man goes to his rabbi and says, "Rabbi, why do you always answer my questions with another question?" And the rabbi says, "Do I do that? Should we expect truth from our government? Why shouldn't we? Because the most inappropriate sidestep is that it involves national security. It's on a need-to-know basis. Oh, look, a pandemic. Why don't the citizens need to know? Are you hiding something?" The painful, obvious answer to all of this is yes, because they are hiding something. I mean, come on, why would you lie to your spouse or significant other? Why do you lie to your boss? Why do you lie to your friends? It's because you've got something to hide. And so our opinion of Bungles is that he doesn't know the answers. And even though countless hours of preparation and grooming go into every public appearance, he doesn't know a damn thing. He can't remember. Even when he sees it on the teleprompter, it doesn't register. Bungles is what the progressive left, the Demosox, wanted for the leader of the free world. They can control him. Bungles is the human auto pen, signs everything the radical left puts before him. He doesn't care. He does what he's told to do. The most heartbreaking thing I've ever witnessed is watching my father, a proud Marine Corps drill instructor, wither away from Alzheimer's and dementia. And towards the end of his life, he didn't recognize any family except Charlie's wife. Charlie sees the same things in Bungles the Clown. The progressive left demo sucks. Should all be charged with elder abuse. Joey's entire staff and that worthless doctor, his wife, should also be charged. Thomas Jefferson once said, "We get the government we deserve." I agree. I think I'd earned a little bit more than this. Copy Charles Dickens. Today's the 10th. Hopefully in 2 more days, Charlie and I are going to be getting together for dinner. And I don't, frankly, give a damn if my body tells me I'm due for another hospital visit. I ain't missing it. We've learned that Charles and I think so much alike. All we need to do is find 2 other people that think alike. And then find 4 others that think alike. and find the Americans that get it, that understand it, that get off their ass and start doing what has to be done. To wake up the members of our family. To wake up the rest of America. It's we the people. You get it? It's we the people that have to take back this country. And we're not going to do it by spending 24 hours a day listening to nothing but talk radio. My God, most of you people have been listening long enough. You've got to know the answers. Don't you? If not, you'll never know them. You'll never understand. And you'll be nothing but a contributing listener. This nation cannot survive this way. But maybe we've got nothing more than idiotic listeners. No, I don't mean the serious ones. The people who love America. That are shocked and appalled by what's happened here. No, we're talking about injectors. People are here to see what we're up to and do all they can to destroy what we're up to and what we're talking about. These are the only things that make sense to me. Very tough to live this way. It's all the more reason if I had my druthers, I'd sell damn near everything in this house. Things I've spent my whole life building, things I've collected, things that I've loved and revered. Sell it all. Get out of here. I can survive on a desk smaller than this one. Although it's the coolest desk I've ever owned. Guess if I had to, I could put a mattress on the desktop and sleep on it. Well, folks, we closed the program the way we did a week or so ago. Come to the circus. The greatest show on earth. We'll see you. If we're not very careful, life can overwork us. So take today and make it gay. For there are too many tears along the way. So come to the circus. It's circus day today. Come see the barkers. The bareback riders and the fearless tightrope walkers. The funny bears do their routine. The greatest extravaganza the world has ever seen. The big calliope will play. And 50 packagons will sway. To see a hawk here dressed in gray. Shouting peanuts. Human cannonball will zoom. Trumpets flare and bass drums boom. Who entertain your mom and pop? The people under the great big top.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.